Hi, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Glenn Macnow. We are at the NovaCare Complex on this Thursday getting ready for the Eagles and the Redskins and the NFC East opener. And we do so, Glenn, with a bit of just, I feel a bit of poignancy here. I feel like this is the game where we really find out what this Eagles team is made of. These first four games have kind of been table setters for this game.
That's because it's a division game?
Yes.
I suppose.
Coming off a loss?
Well, coming off a loss, it's a big test. It's a, you want to call it a character test?
Sure.
I don't know.
All the cliches.
Know that I always believe that. This is my take on it is this, and maybe this will play into your poignancy thing here, Dave Spadaro.
Why is it going to be poignancy thing?
Because this, it's a division game. It's on the road. It's against a team that you haven't played well against the last couple years. So in that sense, it's a big test. But if I break it down, I honestly believe the Eagles are the superior team.
But it's also the first bit of adversity this team has faced. And I believe, as we extol the wonderful play of Carson Wentz and the leadership of Doug Peterson, that you truly don't find out about coaching and about locker room leadership until you hit some adversity. And the Eagles have hit some adversity.
They have.
They've lost a game. They've lost their right tackle. They're on the road
against
a team that's won three straight games.
Well, then that's a very fair point. And the Redskins have won three games, haven't looked particularly impressive in winning those three games, but they have. It is your division, so that's important. You mentioned the key thing, which is you lose your right tackle. You lose Lane Johnson. You got a kid stepping in who's never played before. That's the big test.
And that kid's name is?
Halapulivativaitai.
Ooh,
got it?
Glenn Macnow's been doing his practice. Let's get you caught up with everything going on this Thursday here from the NovaCare Complex, Alex Smith and our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Well, when the Eagles take the field in Washington on Sunday, they may have to deal with Washington tight end Jordan Reed, who's become one of the better pass-catching tight ends in the NFL. Reed, however, is dealing with a concussion as he's been going through the league's protocol. So whether or not he plays on Sunday is still up in the air. But for the Eagles' defense, they have to get ready for Sunday's game either way.
In my opinion, he's in my top three tight ends in the league. When we talk about his matchup issues, that whether you put a safety on him or a corner linebacker, I think he causes more problems than anybody. And I think the only reason he hasn't been to a Pro Bowl or getting the credit that he deserves is he's been injured a lot.
Brings a lot to the offense. I think he's definitely the leading receiver right now on their team. And so, with him in the game, it's a different game, obviously. But they have some good players like Vernon Davis and other players on the roster that can play as well. But, he's definitely a big piece to their team.
I think we have a good game plan for him. We're prepared. Guys have been focused. Like I said, watching film, knowing his tendencies. Where he lines up at kind of tells a lot what they want to do with him. So, we'll be focused and ready.
On the other side of the ball for Washington, the Eagles will face cornerback Josh Norman for the first time since he was released by Carolina and picked up by the Redskins. Today we heard from offensive coordinator Frank Reich, as well as wide receiver Jordan Matthews, on what Norman brings to Washington's defense.
Yeah, well, Norman's a great corner. He's got great vision, great instincts. He's got some length, good ball skills. So, again, I think for Carson, for guys of that caliber, you look forward to go against the great ones.
It depends on how the game plan goes. Usually when I am in there and I'm on the outside, I play the X. So, there's a lot of times where I could be backside as far as the left. But if I do get matched up with him, I wouldn't be surprised. If he comes inside, that would be a changeup. We don't see him go inside that much. But like I said, you got to be ready for whatever.
Plenty of coverage to catch up with today, including press conferences from Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz, as well as Jordan Hicks, Jordan Matthews, and Fletcher Cox. And check out all of that, as well as our sound from inside the locker room, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Alex. A lot to get to on this Eagles 360. We'll have a progress report on Marcus Smith, Eagles defensive end, made some plays last week, is making progress. But when we return to Eagles 360, we are going to go inside the world of tight end Zach Ertz, back in the lineup after missing two games. What does his presence mean for the Eagles and this offense moving forward?
you here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Time now to talk a little offense with tight end Zach Ertz back in the lineup after missing two games. Strong performance in Detroit. I know you wanted more. We all wanted the win. And yeah. What is it like to miss two games, Zach, and get back into it? Is there even a play, two plays, where you kind of have to get back up to speed? Or does it happen instantaneously?
I think it depends on the week, honestly, and the injury. Obviously, dealing with upper body injury is a little easier to run routes with than a lower body injury. But it was tough, obviously, missing those two games. Very disappointing. I felt good enough to play, but the doctors wouldn't let me play. From that standpoint, it was extremely difficult to kind of sit there and watch everyone else go have fun and work hard every day during practice and just sit there and watch.
And that's the thing. Game days are fun. Yeah. You work all this time, all the offseason, all week, for the fun of game days.
Exactly.
So how did you occupy yourself?
I worked out extremely hard during the time. I figured that I kind of knew that I probably wasn't going to play until after the bye, so I kind of had the mindset where I'm going to use these 3 weeks to kind of get in pre-camp shape. So I worked out extremely hard with the strength staff that we have, with some of the trainers that we have as well. So I think that was able to kind of occupy my time.
Now you understand where the rib cage is. Where was the injury? How?
It was up high.
Like up? Up. How high did your rib cage go up?
It goes up to the collarbone area.
So you landed on it and it just kind of...
I tried to run someone over a little too hard. I've kind of put all my weight into him and kind of collapsed the area. It kind of displaced the rib down a little bit. I don't want to get into too much detail,
sure.
Obviously. I played through the game. Obviously, I got a CT scan the next day, and they saw the injury. And with all the stuff behind that area with the heart and all the nerves and everything, they wanted to be extremely cautious with it.
You have seen an offense start to mature through four games. What are you seeing, Zach?
No one's surprised by the success we've had as an offense. I mean, with Doug's play calling and Carson back there kind of calling the shots.
What's his name?
That guy. Mm-hmm. Calling the shots back there. I mean, we have a lot of talent on offense, whether it's the tight ends, the O-line, quarterback, running back, receiver. All the positions have a lot of talent in our eyes, so we're extremely excited about this offense the rest of the year.
You are telling me that nobody is surprised, yet Carson played one half of a preseason game.
Yeah.
Is it because you saw him in practice that you – like when football players see football players – you know the guy can ball.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, we saw him since the moment he got there, the ability that he had. We felt very confident internally as a team with the quarterback situation that we had with all three guys, and then sending Sam away and having Carson play. Guys didn't lower their expectations for the season by any means.
Zach, this offense is different than what Chip ran. What does that mean for you, just kind of in layman's terms so the fans can understand? Is there a different set of responsibilities for you?
The main difference is that last year I was kind of always next to the tackle each and every play, whereas this year they're kind of moving me around a little more, putting me in a little different situation. So it's a lot of fun being in this offense, and I love playing in it.
Do you have to learn more of the positions in the receiving game?
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot of pride of kind of knowing what everyone's doing each and every play, but this offense, you kind of actually get to go out there and run all those other routes that are fun to kind of watch from last year to this year. It's a little different in that regard.
How many routes are there in your mental playbook? 10, 20, 50, 4?
There's probably about 50 individual routes, and it grows each and every week. Okay. Some are subtracted, some are added for each and every game plan, depending on the defense that we're facing. But it's a lot of fun knowing all the different concepts that we have, and that's probably just only the individual routes, and then you have three receiver concepts, two receiver concepts, whole play concepts. So there's a lot of different packages in this West Coast offense that you have to know.
A lot more verbiage, right, than what Chip's, yeah.
Yep.
So there's a change in offense here, a new right tackle. Halapulavati Vaitai starts at right tackle. Let's go back to your first game in the NFL. Do you remember what it was like, the nerves? I mean, can you kind of anticipate in advance for Big V?
Well, my first game was also against the Redskins. Mm-hmm. They had Arakpo and Kerrigan. Fortunately for us, they don't have Arakpo this year. The whole game is not going to be him against Kerrigan. It's going to be the Eagles versus their defense, and we're going to chip. We're going to help him out. But at the end of the day, we're extremely confident in his abilities to go out there and perform.
NFC East is a bit different, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Three of the four games here in the next month against the division, a chance for the Eagles to really make a statement about this division. What's different about the NFC, Zach? I mean, you're a veteran of the wars now.
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, the fans hate each other. The players don't like each other either. And they know our tendencies, and we also know their tendencies. So at the end of the day, it's going to be all about execution. There's not a ton of scheming because everyone kind of already knows each other from that sense. But those games are a lot of fun. They're battles, and they're extremely important.
Well, let's go out and get a win.
Exactly.
Start fast, finish strong. Zach Ertz, thanks so much for joining us in studio.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Good luck on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by RICO. RICO makes information work for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Introducing Dunkin's new cold brew coffee. Steeped slowly in cold water for small batches with an ultra-smooth, full-bodied flavor. Discover the craft of cold brew today and keep on. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. Time now for the part of the week that you've all been waiting for. I certainly have. It's Glenn Mack now, and his suddenly pretty accurate bold predictions.
All right, here you go, Dave.
All right.
I feel good about these this week. All right. Number one, Kirk Cousins really hurt the Eagles last season. Kirk Cousins had a very good year last season. He's kind of back to being the old Kirk Cousins, the guy who turns the ball over. There's a sense in Washington that maybe getting that $18 million, he's feeling some pressure to play up to it. Whatever it is, his five interceptions, Carson Wentz has thrown one interception. I am going to predict this week, Dave, that the Eagles will win the turnover battle by plus two this week.
Which means statistically,
you're feeling really good about that.
More than an 80% chance. When a team wins the turnover ratio by more than two, or two or more,
yep.
80% plus.
Yes.
So Philadelphia Eagles.
I haven't quite predicted that yet, but that's certainly a big thing on their side. Number two.
All right.
I always try to give you the guy who's going to hurt you from the other team. Sometimes I've actually been right. I was going to say Jordan Reed. Right now, Jordan Reed is in the concussion protocol. We'll find out whether he's going to play this weekend. So I'll move to the defense. Now, there's nothing bold if I were to say that Ryan Kerrigan's going to be the guy going up against Big V. I'm not going to give you that one. I'm going to give you Trent Murphy, who's the guy who's having a big year for them. Third-year player, 6'5", 295, already has 4.5 sacks, and he's playing more each week. Played 15 plays in the first game, was up to 41 plays last Sunday. He is going to be a problem. Keep an eye on Trent Murphy. That's the guy to worry about.
Yeah, I think it's going to be obviously very interesting to see how Washington loads up the box. Do they overload it on Big V's side? Because you'd expect Jason Peters to be in one-on-one blocking. Mm-hmm. And so you're saying that Trent Murphy may get the best of Jason Peters.
No, you know, once or twice.
Okay.
1.5 sacks is going to be troublesome.
All right.
All right, number three, Dave Spadaro. You're going to like this one.
All right.
This is another one.
Didn't like the last one.
One's very poignant, all right. So you'll enjoy this. Okay, here you
Touché.
Go. Eagles offense has not been very good on third downs this year. They haven't converted more than 50% of third downs in any one game. However, the worst team in the NFL defensively on third down is the Washington Redskins. They are giving it up at a clip of 48% plus. This weekend, the Eagles will convert more than 50% of their third down plays, and that, Dave Spadaro, will lead to an Eagles victory.
So Glenn Macnow has gone out on a limb and predicted the Eagles to win this game. Those are three of his five bold predictions. You can hear the other two on our kickoff show Sunday at noon. I'll be down at FedEx Field. The kickoff crew will also be here at the NovaCare Complex. So we've got you covered the entire way on Sunday as the NFC East schedule opens. Thank you, Glenn.
My pleasure, Dave.
I hope that two of those three come true.
There you go.
We've got more to get to here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll have a progress report on Marcus Smith in a bit. But we want to go inside the enemy lines, go behind enemy lines, actually, and catch up with what's happening with those Washington Redskins. How good are they? 0-2 to start the season, three straight wins. Are they back to claim the top of the NFC East? This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. Mix and match on McDonald's McPick 2 for $2.50 menu, now featuring Filet-O-Fish for a limited time. I'm loving it.
You say crazy, I say crafty. You say savage, I say practice. Crazy, crafty, savage, practice. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there, we're going to really give him the business.
My God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's get on the wall.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete. Especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow, Eagles 360. Time now to go behind enemy lines. We do so with Chris McPherson and Steven Zarda from Redskins.com.
It's time to go behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, and I'm pleased to welcome in the senior writer for Redskins.com, Steven Zarda. And Steven, the Redskins come in winning three consecutive games. What would you say has been the biggest key to the recent win streak?
I think it's a lot to do with their resiliency. You know, last week when they were playing the Ravens, they were playing the number one defense. It was the Redskins defense that showed up after weeks of struggles. So just, you know, and it's been special teams performances at times too. So I really think that the resilience of the team, you know, fighting back against the Giants, fighting back against the Ravens, you know, overcoming the Browns, you know, some viewed it as a trap game. So, just seeing that team continue to overcome these obstacles that are in their way, During the three-game winning streak as well, they haven't given up a touchdown in the second half, which has been amazing to see. I know the Eagles, I think, have scored 70 points in the second half, so that'll be an interesting interesting matchup to see this weekend.
Very much so. The Eagles, the number one scoring offense, in fact, coming into this game in the second half in the entire National Football League. Steven, the $20 million question coming into this year was whether or not Kirk Cousins could replicate his performance from 2015. How would you assess his play through the first five games of the season?
He's had his moments, but he'll be the first to say he needs to be more consistent. He has seven touchdowns to five interceptions. Really, those touchdown throws and those interceptions are indicative of the way he's playing. You look at the touchdown that he threw to Pierre Garçon against the Giants. It was a beautifully placed ball. His throw to DeSean Jackson against the Giants, his two touchdowns to Jordan Reed, those have all been great throws. But some of the interceptions that he's thrown have been bad balls. You know, the one that stands out is his throw against the Cowboys week two in the end zone that ultimately was one of the reasons that the Redskins were not able to score a victory that day. And, of course, last week against the Ravens, he threw an interception, and C.J. Mosley could not hold on to the football crossing the goal line. So they got a little lucky there. But he's had his moments, but we haven't quite seen the offense click the way it did last time the Redskins played Philadelphia. So it'll be really interesting to see going against a Philadelphia defense that he's seen before. Now, granted, it's Jim Schwartz, but some of the players, if he can go back to that form that was Kirk Cousins 2015.
So, Steven, you've mentioned some of the weapons on the perimeter. We know DeSean Jackson and Jordan Reed, Pierre Garçon. But the running game to this point has struggled a little bit, ranks 25th in the NFL. What can the Redskins do to ignite the rushing attack? And is there any concern as to whether or not that imbalance might hurt this team in the long term?
The imbalance hurt it a little bit already this year. In the first 2 weeks, they had 89 pass attempts to 29 rushing attempts, and they were, of course, 0-2 to start the season. So, you know, weeks 3 and 4 against the Giants and the Browns, they had a little more of a balance. Last week, it was tilted again to a little more to the passing game. But one of the things is they got to get Matt Jones going. He has one 100-yard game so far this year, and other than that, though, he's had some struggles. Last week against the Ravens, it was 14 carries for 31 yards. So, you know, can he be the one that cracks the code? Or somebody like Robert Kelly, an undrafted guy out of Tulane who worked his way up the depth chart during the offseason, is now the team's number three running back. But from what we've seen of him, very minor spurts, he's looked good.
So, Steven, you look at the defensive side of the football now. Cornerback Josh Norman was added in free agency from the Carolina Panthers. However, the Washington defense ranks 27th to this point in yards allowed. Where does the improvement need to come from? Is it still more added help in the secondary needed, or does the pass rush need to be more consistent?
It's probably that front seven. They've had a lot of injuries to the defensive backfield. D'Angelo Hall is out for the year. David Bruton's out for the year. Bashaud Breeland may come back this week. He practiced for the first time in 2 weeks today. But one of the biggest things for them has been tackling. They've missed far too many tackles this year, and also stopping the run as well. And then you look at the third down defense. They, you know, going into the Ravens game, they were giving up 60% of third downs this year. And early on against the Ravens, it looked like the Ravens were going to continue to have that third down success against the Redskins. But in the second half, the Ravens were just they had a couple of different three and outs, and they finished the game 3 of 15 on third down. So there may be some creativity there to getting past some of these areas of improvement, and we'll have to find out on Sunday.
All right, Steven, my last question for you. Got to make it a little quick here. Give us an X factor. Give us a surprise player, a trend to watch, something that you're going to keep your eye on that might make a difference this Sunday.
I mentioned him before, but I'm interested to see Robert Kelly. They've mentioned that he might get a few more carries than usual this week, and maybe he can crack it in for a few touchdowns. You never know.
Steven Zarda, the senior writer for Redskins.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Steven. Good report. Redskins playing good football. Not great football. Good football. Winning football.
They're above 500.
Cleveland Browns, ugly win. Right. Baltimore Ravens, ugly win.
Got some breaks.
Rather win ugly than lose pretty, baby.
Absolutely correct.
All right. One more segment to go here on Eagles 360. A progress report on former first-round draft pick Marcus Smith, who's getting some time and making the most of it on the Eagles defensive line. Our last segment of the day, and the last time you'll see Glenn Macnell until Sunday, boo-hoo.
Thank you.
He gave you the three good predictions. We hope they're good, two of them anyway. Well, Marcus Smith, quite a journey. A former first-round draft pick, controversial first-round pick, little production in his first two seasons. He's played pretty well here in the rotation along the defensive line. How well has he played? Well, for that, we go to Ike Reese and Mike Quick, our progress report.
Well, Q, progress report this week is third-year defensive end Marcus Smith, and he really is making progress in his third year. You watch him here against Detroit last week, one of his better games as an Eagle, and he's doing a great job at the point of attack, plays away, plays with him. Look at him here against the left tackle, does his job of engaging. What I like about his play here is he finishes it. He disengages from the lineman, gets rid of him, and then he's running off to the football.
Like, we saw plays early in the game where the Lions were able to get on the edge and make big runs. Well, this is how you set the edge. He does a really nice job here, and I like how physical he is against this tackle. Jacks him up, gets off of him, and able to run to the football. Yeah. This is an even better example.
Yeah, so often we focus on whether or not a guy is making the play, and that's how we determine whether or not he's making progress. Sometimes it's just doing your job.
That's right.
You watch him here, he has outside containment on his play, and because he does a great job of locking here, it allows for his teammates to get in there and do their job, fill the hole. Good job by Marcus.
Yeah, it's good team defense. He's got to set the edge here. That's his responsibility. It's going to force that run to go back inside where all of his help is.
And then you watch him here. Hey, he gets a chance to make a play. Now, when you watch this, his responsibility is to be outside initially.
Right.
But what every good coach will tell you, he's going to feel this guy overreaching, so he's going to come under. Coach will tell you, if you go under, you had better make the play. Marcus Smith comes under because of his instincts. Great job tackle for loss in the backfield.
Well, this tackle on the reach just sets a little bit too wide, and Marcus reads just perfectly, and he gets to the inside. And I'm really starting to see the progress of Marcus Smith at that defensive end spot.
And the biggest thing I notice, you watch him out there on the field, he seems to be playing instinctually instead of thinking all the time out there. And that's what he needs to do, allow his natural ability to take over. There's some talent in there, and we're starting to see it bit by bit each week.
What's ahead for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official Eagles app on Friday? It's our Amoroso's On the Menu segment, so we take a look. Jordan Matthews joins Alex Smith in our Crunch Time segment. Jordan Matthews having a nice season. Key matchups with Joe DeCamera, Eagles, and the Redskins. And we've also got Doug Peterson, head coach, meeting the media. Glenn, how do you feel he's handled the media?
I think I'm amazingly impressed with how well he has done. Maybe the last 20 years have worn me down, but he gives honest answers. He gives complete answers. He opens himself up. If things go tough and the team gets into a slump, it'll be interesting to see. But right now, very impressive.
Yeah. So there you go. There's our Amoroso's On the Menu look ahead. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. All right, Glenn Macnell, final thoughts here. Eagles, Washington Redskins.
I feel very
critical game.
Critical game because it's a division game. I feel very good about this matchup.
I feel good.
There is always the. Are we singing now?
I just did.
Okay, there you go.
I feel good.
I do. It's a division game. It's on the road. You got a rookie playing right tackle, all that. I just like the way it matches up. I think the Eagles are going to win this one.
Okay. Rookie tackle, all that. Just dismiss it.
I don't dismiss it. That wasn't dismissed.
Yeah, okay.
That wasn't dismissed. That was all that said. I think the Eagles have a 60% chance to win this.
All right.
That being said, I was very wrong last week.
Very, very wrong. Well, it's bounce back time for the Philadelphia Eagles. Glenn Macnell, thanks so much for joining me today. We'll see you over the weekend, and we'll listen to you on Sports Radio WIP.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, good stuff this week. Glenn Macnell and Dave Spadaro saying, have a great Eagles night, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Joe DeCamera in studio here for Eagles 360.